Hey, backstage. So, I'm about to take a month hiatus just because I honestly won't have time to record. And any time that I would have to record is probably cutting into my sleep. Because my next month and a half is pretty fucking insane. But I do still want to at least remain semi-active. Not a full hiatus, just like I'm not going to be posting a lot. And if anything that I do post or record, fuck, where am I going with this? If anything that I do record, I post, it's a treat for y'all. So there's that. But anyways, I'm on my lunch break at work. I've got energy and I don't know where to put this energy because I definitely can't put it into work. Pretty quiet here. So I found this Q&A on the bay, by the bay, a few days ago, and I've been trying to record it, and almost without fail, every single time I try, I get interrupted, or I lose my train of thought, and I ramble too much, and then I hate myself, and I'm like, why am I gonna post this? So this is at least an attempt. I think this will see the light of day, I hope. I'm just letting my lunch cool down and it smells amazing right now. I am about that chili cheese potato wedge life because they're fucking delicious. And there's literally a Tim's like 20 steps away from where I work. So with that said, let's get down to business to defeat the questionnaire. Do I have any hobbies outside of Gone Wild Audio? Yes, I work full time, which isn't necessarily a hobby, but it takes up a really good chunk of my time. I'm into photography, I am into writing, I am into cooking, and I am in a show choir, which we're about to have a performance, which is part of the reason I'm gonna need to take a break, is because our rehearsals do get very intense and very lengthy, and that takes up another good chunk of my times. Oh, especially with rehearsals outside of rehearsal days, because we need to solidify, you know, something super small, it's gonna get crazy. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Do I have a dream car or a dream house? I don't really have a dream car, so long as it gets me from point A to point B and has heated seats and AC, I'm A-okay, I'm happy. Do I have a dream house? Yes and no. I'm going to be super cheesy and say that I'm living in my dream house right now because it was a house that I ended up growing up in because it's a family member's house. And I count myself lucky because I'm able to wake up in this amazing place where I've had these incredible memories for years and years before. But now I'm able to make that place and those memories mine. And I'm absolutely blessed to be able to do that. So there's that. Is there something you've always wanted to do but have never had the nerve to try out sexually or otherwise? No. I go for it. I want to try it. I go for it. I don't dilly-dally about it. Okay, describe your morning routine for us. As vague or as detailed as you'd like. So I usually wake up about an hour before I have to leave. I don't really need a lot of time in the morning to get ready and do my thing. But that's on a work day. If it's not a work day, I will sleep in as much as I want. Basically, I wake up and kind of fumble for my glasses. I cuddle up with my cat, who's 95% of the time he's going to wake up on my chest. And then after I kind of like get him to move off of me, I move into the bathroom, brush my teeth, jump in the shower, come out of the shower, fumble for my glasses yet again. You know, if it's a work day, I'll blow dry my hair. If it's not, I'll just kind of let it dry and then I'll straighten it. If it's a work day, I'll grab food, maybe. I don't really like eating in the mornings. I can't get behind it in the mornings. My body's kind of repulsed by food at that point. So if I'm in the mood, I'll grab food. If I'm not, I'll leave, grab my coffee on the way in and come to work and then eat around lunchtime or evening whenever I get hungry. And if it's not a work day, it's usually a rehearsal day, so I'll laze around a little bit. I'll do a couple of errands, laundry, dishes, whatever needs to be done, and then leave for a crazy rehearsal. What's the one song you always have to rock out to? I'm gonna say Improper Dancing by Electric Six. Do I prefer spontaneous sex or sex with buildup? Both have their place. I prefer buildup because I need to feel connected to my partner, and I do that a lot through foreplay. But again, it's very mood dependent too. Like if I'm already into it and I am horny as shit, I'm down for a good spontaneous fuck. What is the physical feature of a potential lover that I find sexiest? I'm going to say their eyes. Cheesy and corny as it sounds, I like being able to look into someone's eyes and see their gears turning. There's just something really fucking sexy about it for me. Non-physical feature that I find sexiest, their voice. I am obviously a sucker for a good voice. As a kid, what did I want to be when I grew up? I wanted to be a veterinarian, but I grew up on a farm, so I basically ended up being a semi-veterinarian with all of the shit I've had to do and go through and see and experience. But what kind of turned me off and what continues to turn me off is I've seen a lot of loss, whether it's, you know, family pets or livestock, and I know that in a clinical setting, it's obviously for a reason if you're losing your animal, but it's, I can't have those guards up 100% of the time, so I can't. To keep my sanity, or whatever is passing for sanity, that's what I gotta do. Burr, cold. So yeah, have you ever surprised yourself with how horny you got at something? Yeah, I'm going to say that was kind of like my experience when I first started getting into kink was, you know, vanilla me, which is going back quite a ways, thought, well, what can be sexy about, let's take choking, like, what's so sexy about that? But at the end of that experience, I was, I was shocked. I was shook to the core about how sexy I found that. What is my biggest plan for the future? Honestly, I'm not too concerned about the future. This questioner takes a lot of turns. I'm not really concerned about the future because financially I'm set. I'm blessed in that way to not have to worry about, you know, worrying. Just as a person and career-wise, I don't know. I really don't know. And it doesn't bother me that I don't know because I feel like I have credentials behind my name. I have experience. I have everything I need to go where I want to go. I just don't know where I want to go because I play that a little bit looser than most people. What's something you've accomplished that you're particularly proud of? I would say being medication free from depression, because that was a huge deal for me, and I became like a zombie, and I couldn't feel anything, and I didn't feel like anything I was feeling was genuine. Kudos for you for following that, by the way. So when I had asked my psychiatrist whether he thought it was a good idea that I come off medications, he was a little bit skeptical, but he ultimately put it in my hands, and he said, look, if you think you can do this, and if you feel this is what you need to do, then go for it. And I went for it, and that was over 10 years ago, and, you know, I have my good days and my bad days, but I have a lot more good days than I do bad days. So I'm going to say that I have depression under control, which is a hard thing and a big thing for me. If you could give one piece of advice to your childhood self, what would it be? Don't let the people who tell you you're nothing and no one win out. Because for a while they did, which did not help the depression. But it was a big thing for me, just kind of letting everybody influence me and how I thought about myself and how I thought my life would go. And as I grew up, I obviously knew that they were wrong. But when I didn't know they were wrong, that was the worst of it. And what advice would you give your future self? Enjoy being young. Let a little bit more loose, because I'm very responsible. When I party, I'm responsible. I always have my head about me. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, but I've never really let completely loose. But honestly, I would say enjoy being young, enjoy this right now, and spend as much time as you can with the people you love. Do I have any guilty pleasures? I feel absolutely no guilt about anything I like whatsoever. Am I a morning person or night owl? I am a night owl. I work way better at night. I may stay up till like 3 or 4 in the morning, but I'm also productive. If you ask me to get up in the morning, I'm a fucking zombie for 8 hours. Unless I have coffee, and then at least I'm a happy zombie. guys, do you grow your facial hair? Girls, do you shave your bikini line? Yes, I keep my shit nice and smooth. Has there ever been something you were unsure you would find sexy but ended up loving? This kind of goes back to my beginnings in kink and everything like that. So yeah, I mean, there was a point where I didn't think I'd find calling a man daddy or being choked and held down and slapped around sexy, but now that's my shit. That's my jam. Have you ever been so turned on that you could literally not see straight or felt like you could get pushed to your knees by the feeling at any moment? Frequently. Frequently with the right partner. Oh my lord. what is a sexual fantasy you'd want to come true? Well, you know, that's kind of the nice thing about my exploration into like role playing and kink and everything is there's nothing that I can think of in the fantasy context that couldn't come true in the role play context. So I kind of live my sexual fantasy about. Do I have any music, film, or book recommendations for us? Music, I'm really liking the Northern Faces right now. And I also mentioned Electric Six. They're fantastic if you're into rock, electronic dance. They kind of hit it huge in the UK with their hit Danger High Voltage. And now they just do like small gigs. But they come here every year. They have an album every year. And yet they maintain their quality and they maintain the fun aspect of it. They don't take themselves too seriously, and they're on tour together right now. Actually, I believe the Northern Faces just stopped touring with Electric Six, but I went to see them live here. They're fantabulous. Film wise, I haven't really seen any good ones. I loved Black Panther, but I mean, by now, if you haven't seen Black Panther, what are you doing? No, it's a really good film, so go watch it. I was in love, and I still am, with the detail and the amount of work that they put into the wardrobe. It's just incredible. And book recommendations, I recently read From Here to Eternity by Caitlin Doughty, and it's basically the chronicles of how certain cultures honor their dead and why, and I thought it was extremely interesting. And it definitely makes you reflect on what you'd like and what is important to you. If I could have a drink with any one person living or dead, who would it be and why? The list is long, but I'm gonna be super cheesy and say my granddad, because I lost him when I was younger. And I loved him so much, and I still do. And I think it would just be nice to touch base with him and and see if he approves of my growing up and everything. And even if he didn't, I wouldn't care, but it would still be nice to spend some time with him. Do I have a catchphrase? Alternatively, a favorite quote? Fuck it. That's just kind of my my ethos. Just fuck it. You can't please everybody. Just do you. Fuck it. What brought me to Gone Wild Audio and what keeps me here? Well, I never liked my voice. I've been singing and performing for years and years and years, and I have only recently been... That was beautiful. She is beauty. She is grace. She is manly sounds coming out her face. I've only been recently able to, like, listen and watch myself on stage. So I kind of took other people's advice when it's like, oh, you have a really nice voice, just singing, talking, whatever. And I've always been more of an audiophile. I don't really get a lot from visual porn. I really enjoy audio porn myself because it engages my imagination, which is really sexy to me. And what keeps me here is I enjoy recording. I enjoy content creation. I enjoy the community as well, because the people who I have talked to and the fellow content creators and everyone else, they've always been fantabulous. And yeah, that's basically what keeps me here. But anyways, my lunch is getting nice and cool now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to eat and post this up, and you can show me some love in the comment section, or I don't mind seeing little orange envelopes pop up, so PM me, chat me, whatever. Have a good day, you guys. Bye.